Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya. Hello, everybody out there. Thank you for listening, stopping in to listen to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya, like always. I thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also thank the man up above, like always. He does nothing but great things for me and for us. And here we are on a topic today. Today, this came and dropped into my spirit on today in everyday's life that we live here on this great God, grateful earth. I don't know what this is, but here in Florida right now, we are in the 90s and it is hot as heck. And we have been going through this rain and heat and rain and heat. I don't know what it's going to be today, but yeah, that's the forecast that we've been going through for this week. My son has graduated. Yes, that's right. I'm a proud parent of a graduate of 2021. Yes, 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 he did it. Amen to that. And I am so blessed. I got one down and one to go. I wish it was her first because I'm ready for her to go already. But you know how that is. You can only do one at a time. All right. So also doing obedience. So we're going to start out with temptation, which we all know that temptation is a mug. Okay, so of course, I'm pretty sure people always have heard temptation as being a sin. So I am going to give you guys the breakdown on that in this here topic for today. So let's get started. All right. All right, guys, I'm going to take on temptation for the first part. From what I'm finding that temptation is in our everyday lives. Okay, so, you know, we walk this earth every day in temptation. You know, you see that sexy girl, you see that sexy guy, you see that piece of candy, you see that car that you want, you see them pair of heels that you want. That's temptation. You see it every day. You want these things. Whatever it is that you want is temptation. Now, I know a lot of people have heard that temptation is a sin. I've always heard that everybody always have told me that temptation is a sin. It's a sin to temptate. Want something, want on it. So what I've just came about was that temptation is not a sin. What is a sin is acting on it, going to get it, meaning to buy that car, go get that girl, to, have sex with someone, with that person, to think about having sex with that person, to act on it. That's what the sin is. So if you, from what I'm reading here on this one website that I found it on, is www.dailybulletin.com. It says James 1:15. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And the breakdown of that is, once we take the steps to act on the wrong desire, temptation turns to sin. So when you act on it, that's when it turns into sin. So that means if you see a car that you like, that's the temptation part of it. You like it. You know, you see it, you like it. But when you're thinking about getting it and you wanting it and you go and you purchase it, that's the act on it. Meaning that's when you become, that becomes the sin. Acting on it. Okay? So, that's just like, for say, you see a woman, you see her. That's not the sin. But you going to get her phone number, you start talking to her, and you start lusting for her, then that becomes the sin. Okay, so that's what we all in life go through. And that's when people get the get it kind of twisted backwards when they say, oh, you got to fight that temptation. You got to fight that temptation. Yes, you do have to fight the temptation of going after that woman, but it's okay to look. That's all. But just don't think about, her undressing her with your eyes and stuff. Then that's when the sin comes in, But that is the act of temptation. Okay, so therefore, I just came up with this because it came part of my mind because of me changing my life and stuff, getting past old feelings for someone and everything. And I was like, I sometimes, think of old feelings for someone and stuff. And I'm like, I'm trying to change and everything, but is it, tempting when I'm around that person to, have these feelings for someone? And is it a temptation if I feel a certain way when I'm with that person, And I was like, okay, yeah, it's time to let go, So therefore, sorry guys, if you hit static because I think it's my phone catching the mic. So that's where I had this, was pondering about this subject here. And where obedience came in was me and my mom was on the phone. She was just down here for my son's graduation, and she ended up going home and she wasn't feeling too well, and she ended up in the hospital. Now my mom is a diabetic, and we all know how our parents are, very disobedient, although they've always taught us to be obedient to our parents, as well to them. But I'm saying our parents because, but they're not obedient to us when we're trying to help them, because the tables turn when they get of age. I'm not going to say old because that's not polite. But when they get of age, they get disobedient to us when we're trying to help them. Now, what this falls at is, I'm trying to help her because it becomes harder on me because I have to take care of her. We have to take care of our parents because it becomes our turn. And it comes a time that we have to take care of them. So we're trying to get them to understand, hey, you have to take care of yourself until I'm able to take care of you. Because she's still young, and I feel like you should be able to be obedient to your diet that you have to take. And that comes where I've had an episode on how to take care of yourself by, getting on the right diet to get the right, take care of yourself as far as, getting your mammograms, getting your checks, your annual checks and stuff like that. Well, she found out she had another situation, but she also got off another pill for her blood pressure, which is good, But now she has to be obedient to this diet that she has to maintain for her diabetic. Well, she wants to be hard-headed. She doesn't want to be obedient. So we all know what that resorts to. It resorts to other things, that she would have to end up back in the hospital again on more medications. And possibly it can further to other things where she can lose some limbs, And being a diabetic, it can go further than that, and it can resort to death, at some point. But all it takes is a little bit of adjusting, a little bit of obedience, a little bit of, trying to, swindle yourself to the point that you could just, and she doesn't want to do that. She doesn't want to, live right. And my mom is very hard-headed. I gotta tell you that. And I'm trying to work with that. So that's why I came up with this topic here with being obedience and temptation. And that's where temptation also falls at, because it's kind of hard when she's living with someone that does lives a different lifestyle and can do all those other things that she can't. So I'm trying to get her partner to understand that if you try to do right, then she has no other choice but to do right too. So we're working on that right now. So guys, it's like if you have to change your lifestyle, and I know, and she taught me that too, and that's the crazy part. She used to tell me this all the time. Your kids, you have to punish yourself to get your kids to do right. So I used to have to cut the TV off in order for my kids to do the homework. So I used to have to miss my TV shows and so my kids can do their homework. But she won't stop eating fried chicken so that she can, eat a grilled chicken, And it's like, hello. You told me all these things, but you're not doing it, So that's where I have to come in, get the belt out and say, hey, you gotta start eating right, So when she comes to my house, I told my sister, I said, we gotta start like bringing healthy stuff in the house. So when she visits, which my sister already started it, but she's like, she brings her own things and I take it and I throw it in the garbage. So now I see why my sister does what she does, which I thought it was mean at first, but now I see why she does it. So now I said to myself, I'm gonna do the same thing. When she brings those little trail mix nut things, I'm gonna trash them in the garbage when she comes. Because she bought like this big bag of trail mix with nuts and stuff. And she just
Here
had
are some
surgery.
recipes I
Oh,
found.
shoot. Sorry. That was Google. I'm always looking at recipes. Looking at, she was listening to my conversation. I'm gonna take those trail mix things, throw them in the garbage because she just had a surgery done, where they found that the peanuts was ripping the insides. I don't know if you guys know about that. Well, it's a lot of older women that have this problem where they eat so many peanuts and nuts and stuff. Well, after a while, it starts ripping the inside of their intestines. And it catches on to the intestines and it rips holes in them. And she had that situation. And I've heard other women say that it's happened to them before. So women, watch out. If you're a, peanut lover, be careful. If you love nuts, cashews, all those different nuts and stuff, slow down. Be careful because it's very serious and it can harm you. I mean, it's good for you, true enough, but try to eat like, spreads and stuff. It's really good. But the actual nut, slow down because it could be severe. She had that situation. She had to slow down on it. She stopped for like a couple of years, right back on it again. My daughter's allergic to nuts. She doesn't care. She still eats them around her. I try to stop her. She stopped for like a little while when she was a baby. After she found out she was allergic to it, she got a little older till she can understand, that, nuts, and she can, she got right back on it again. My mom is a nut freak. But take care of yourself. If you know you have problems, try to be obedient to that. Obedience is the greatest thing ever, because I mean it's hard to do. I understand it's a struggle. Everybody goes through it. I mean, guys, I even have that problem. I have hypertension, blood pressure. It took a while for me to adjust to it, but now that I see how severe it is, I had to change my diet. My salt intake fries without salt. Disgusting as hell. excuse my language, but we're adults here. It's disgusting as hell. But my cousins, they hate it. My little cousins, they're like, fries with no salt, eh. You know, but me, I think about, do I want to be laid in the bed somewhere? Or would I rather, you know, enjoy my fries? No salt, please. And I know a lot of fast food restaurants hate it. They hate it. They think I'm trying to get fresh fries. I'm like, no, bitch. I'm trying to not be laid up in the bed anywhere, you know, dizzy as hell with a headache. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to control my salt here because salt gives me a headache. Even if I take my blood pressure pill, still headache. The blood pressure pills only control what my kidneys do. It does not control the headaches. Does not control what the salt does. No. And the doctor was telling you, no, it does not control what the salt does. It only controls what the kidneys do. Excuse my language. I mean, excuse my words here. They're like all over the place. But yes, when you have a certain condition, you have to go by what those doctors say. Medication only helps so far. You still have to maintain your diet. You still have to be obedient to what the doctor tells you. You know, if he tells you can't have this while you're taking this pill, don't take it. Orange juice is not good for pills. Take it with water. Take plenty of water with your pills. I take a whole, like, half a bottle of water to take my pills. Do that. Drink a lot of water when you're taking pills because sometimes that flushes it through your system, you know, so it can push out through your kidneys and, you know, you don't feel all the symptoms and stuff like that, you know. Just take care of yourself, guys. I mean, nowadays, it's like so much stuff is going on out there. So many different conditions, so many different diseases, so many different everything. All this medication is flowing around. You know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, I mean, be obedient to yourself. You know, go to your doctor's appointments. If you're not feeling well, do what you got to do. Don't try to be, oh, I'm all right. You know, no, you're not all right. Go get checked up on. Even if it's a little slight headache. Even if it's a little pain in your wrist. Even if it's a little pain in your back. Or you got a little headache. Go see what's going on. You know? Never know how severe it could be. You know? I mean, like, take everything seriously. Because nowadays, with all this stuff going on, all this technology, all this, you know, craziness, who knows, you know, because look how COVID came about. It's just like people thought it was just a little flu and it became a big old crazy mess, you know. So take care of yourself. So if you don't have your vaccine shots, go get it. Go get it now. If you plan on not getting it, protect yourself, okay? Even if you think you just irresistible, you can't get sick ever. I had my flu shot. I can't get sick. No, go get it. If you don't want to get it, go get some probiotics. Get on it. Take care of yourself. Wash your hands. Stay masked up. Do what you got to do. All right? So take care of yourself. Go get your annuals done. I got to get mine done next week. All right, so you guys take care and keep on listening. I got more that's coming. Like I said, love you guys. Thank you for listening, all my great listeners out there. So, yeah. Also, it is Gay Pride Month. I want to say love you guys out there to the LGBTQ. I hope I got all the letters right. But to the LGBTQ Pride Month, love you guys. To my community out there. And what else? Oh, also, racism and injustice. Please fight against it. Let's get all together, you guys. Let's fight this. Let's fight this together. Let's make a change in this world because we got to love each other, you guys. We got to love each other because it's crazy. It's getting super, super crazy out there. I mean, like, we got to love each other, y'all, because we all in this together. I mean, like, it's getting so ugly. It's getting like, it's time. It's time that the world just come together. Our kids are doing better than the adults. And these kids love on each other like crazy. You know, my son loves everybody. I love everybody. I was taught to love everybody. I mean, love is taught, not, I mean, love is bought into this world. You know, hate is taught, you know, and we shouldn't teach our kids to hate. We should teach our kids to love. You know, we should love everybody. Everybody should be loved. That's it. And I think it's love in everybody's heart. They just don't want to show it. They just want to be bitter. Everybody wants to be bitter, and we shouldn't be bitter. We shouldn't be bitter at all. Because we have nothing to be bitter for. Okay? So, love you guys. And treat everybody the way you would want to be treated. All right. So, until next time, y'all know where I'm at. FloridaGirlFM.com. Love you. Bye. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at FloridaGirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.